Let's get back to the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
Here comes the clown.
Welcome back for the Connor Happer Show here on 1620 The Zone and on 1620thezone.com. Connor Happer, Josh Peterson, Nick Grimm at Stadium Swim at Circa in Las Vegas. We've taught Nick how to sports bet. He's traded some rice dinners for gambling.
Yep.
That's how you do it.
I'm fully embracing Las Vegas.
They tell you when you gamble, you want to feel it a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Now, that's not good advice, probably. But, you know, you know when your limit is.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing it very safely and very responsibly here at our cabana. The other radio shows have showed up around us.
They have arrived.
I will say
you have arrived.
That we are the best dressed radio show here.
By far.
By wow. far.
That's kind of
we're
upset.
In a pool.
We have the most fun shirts on by far.
Oh,
yes.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I've taken off my sweatshirt. Many people are saying, why is Josh wearing a sweatshirt over a button-up?
It's a bit chilly in the cabana.
It was a bit chilly, but I've taken it off because I didn't want to hear that anymore, but then I'm a little chilly now. I wish I would have worn shoes instead of flip-flops today.
Yeah. And your flippy floppies.
We'll give it a chance, and we'll get in the pool probably after a little while here.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and so we have basketball coming up here in a few hours. We have Major League Baseball opening day. The first game is starting now, Josh, is that right?
Another hour.
Oh,
another hour.
I was going to say, I wonder if we have access to it in here.
I'm sure we do.
Oh.
That'd be pretty cool.
I just noticed
live?
The TV.
Yeah, I just was telling you about it, Nick. Wow.
I'm busy.
I was talking to Nick during the commercial break saying, I'm turning on the TV now, and he was like, cool. And then he just ignores
and now
it.
Now he didn't even know that was happening. Oh, turn on MLB Network,
all
Josh.
Right, we'll go
yeah,
to MLB
baseball.
Yeah. I'm going there. I'm go. Oh, but football's on.
No. Angels
what
Orioles.
What if it's a Cowboys game?
Last night at the Golden Nugget, they were playing some old Green Bay Giants game.
No,
or
no
Seahawks.
Seahawks. It was that playoff game.
Yeah,
it was when Aaron Rodgers was still of Green Bay.
Yeah, Nick, that was a choke job of all choke jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And also, that's used against my head coach and still the Dallas head coach, by the way. Mike McCarthy, because he settled for field goals from the 1 yard line multiple times. This was like pre-analytics movement in the NFL. So you were allowed to kick field goals back then.
That's right.
This is before everyone went for it on fourth down.
Without getting completely wrecked online
and
about it.
And yet he got wrecked for that game. And then a guy dropped an onside kick. And
do you think that started the analytics movement?
I think that was when it went mainstream. That and the time that Bill Belichick went for it on fourth down from his own like 20-yard line against the Colts on Sunday Night Football.
Right.
And they lost.
Tony asks on our YouTube stream.
Hi, Tony.
I thought the nips were coming out today.
You did say this.
You did. You
just
promised nips.
To Josh's point, it's been a little chilly.
It's chilly.
Also, it's only...
It's 11 o'clock.
It's 11 o'clock.
And so we'll get the full sun eventually. We'll move out. You know, don't worry. This is just how we're starting the day. It's not about how you start, it's how you finish.
It's a long day. You gotta pace yourself with the nips.
And
it's
so
a
we
marathon.
Might finish with shirts off.
I can tell you about marathons.
Also, we came through here at night yesterday.
We did.
And I thought that was really cool too. Just the way everything kind of lit up, and it's really cool the way our rooms are set up here, the views of the entire town and this thing, like, it's fantastic.
Yeah, somebody asked earlier, way early in the show, could we get a tour of the cabana? And I guess, Nick, if you're in your vlog, if you want to do a tour of the cabana.
I'll do a little cabana tour.
All right, perfect.
Maybe you'll get a gift card.
Where we're at right now?
Yeah, like they wanted to know what it's like in our room.
Oh.
Yeah, we could do that. I could take a picture with the wide lens on my camera.
Ooh.
I'll definitely include that for the edition of today's vlog.
Thank you, Nick.
Perfect.
Thank you, Nick.
He is
You're learning how to vlog one day at a time.
He is fast-tracking himself to a gift card from various retailers in Omaha when he gets back.
Congratulations.
Hopefully I can buy rice.
Josh has been the only recipient of these gift cards.
Wasn't it to an ice cream place, Josh? Nick loves ice cream.
I do. Only at airports.
It was a dessert purveyor of some kind.
dessert purveyor. I don't like that.
Are cupcakes desserts?
Yes.
Poll question. We haven't done a whole lot of poll questions today.
Don't worry. They'll come. They'll get there. Steve writes in on Twitter at Happer Show on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed. Connor, would you go as far as saying it's nipply?
It's a bit nipply out.
It is a little nipply.
and that's why the nipples don't come out.
By the way, the big screen here has now altered itself to have a bunch of different things, including some baseball players. Baseball pregame.
Look at how cold those baseball players are.
Oh, were those players? I thought those were fans.
No, those were baseball players.
Well, why was there an angel amongst the Orioles?
Well, you know, they like to stand together.
Well, baseball players are buddies with each other, Josh. They like to hang out.
Also, they might be quite literally standing together for the city of Baltimore right now.
Oh,
Bridge, Josh.
Well, I thought they were fans.
Josh.
I feel like a jerk.
I don't have it Tony on, so I can't see what's happening, but that might be what's happening.
That probably is what's happening. Opening day is so great. They line up on the lines. Everybody gets introduced.
That's what makes opening day great is they line up on the lines.
It does make it kind of great.
So
there's
real
some
quick,
pomp
is
and
football
circumstance
actually
to
your
it?
Third favorite sport? You like basketball and then baseball and then football. Is this what I'm learning?
I actually think that's right. Yeah.
You like basketball more than baseball?
It
no.
It was only a kiss.
No, I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't
know.
About,
you gotta decide. To terms with
this. I love basketball. That's all I'm saying.
Josh, how do you work with this man?
It's difficult. I mean,
yes, it is.
He can't talk about any of the movies I've seen. He's constantly
flip-flopping.
Yeah, but
he likes talking about basketball for some reason. Because it's so great. Oh, sad. By the way, speaking of basketball, Tony says UMass and Denver playing in front of maybe 200 people at a regional.
That's speaking of hockey.
Oh, no, that's hockey. Sorry.
What the hell are regionals?
Oh, I see it. Oh, it's on ESPN2.
That's right.
Can we turn that on before the baseball starts in an hour?
That's
oh, Bob Costas is on TV.
Yeah, he sure is.
Lecturing us again.
Yeah.
This baseball sucks. It's not as good as the baseball that I used to watch.
So I saw pictures from the so UNO is hosting their regional.
Yeah.
But they're hosting it in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Tom Chattel wrote about this.
Mm-hmm. And I will say this, the NCAA setup for this kind of questionable. It looks like an Olympic situation. Like there's the hockey guy.
They're in Massachusetts.
In the middle. I don't know. Like the ice is too blank. You got to spice that thing up a little bit. Put some color on
put
there.
Put some dip on that chip.
Yeah, put some dip on that chip.
Oh,
that's
so
what you got to do.
You like that the March Madness courts are all the same and very bland and sanitized, but you want the NCAA tournament ice to have some pops of color.
I just think they got to have a new logo. That's all.
Okay.
Why don't they put the Road to the Frozen Four thing in the middle?
Sure. Oh, that'd be fun.
Instead of that random guy playing hockey.
Yeah.
Sad. That's all.
I think that's the easiest fix. Yeah.
I do have a basketball take for you guys.
Ooh.
Topic alert.
Topic alert.
Topic alert.
Oh, yeah. We haven't even got to any of the topic alerts yet.
No, none of the topic alerts. Don't worry. We still have 3 hours and 45 minutes of radio left.
Get to the topic alerts.
Topic alert.
Here's a take for you guys.
But you don't have that
I
graphic.
Like Dan Hurley.
Ooh.
Oh.
I like Dan Hurley.
Speaking of dip on the chip.
Josh is shaking his head already. He already disagrees.
I don't know where this is going, but I don't like it.
I like that he talks. I like that he's saying stuff.
Okay.
I think it's a bit.
Oh, it has to be.
Because he doesn't actually care that people say bad words to him in Omaha.
That would be really weird if he did.
He's going around telling everybody that they're like the best team of all time.
That's wild.
And they're just wrecking everybody. And I think he's like, I think it's all this mental game to like challenge his own team.
Challenge himself, maybe.
Yeah, he's trying to find like different ways to do these things. Dan Hurley has been like made fun of a lot, especially by like Creighton fans who are like, this Dan Hurley guy just keeps saying stuff. I kind of like it. I think he's good for the game.
Yeah.
And I have enjoyed the character that Dan Hurley has become.
So is this kind of like how I like PJ Fleck because he makes people mad? You like Dan Hurley because he makes people mad?
Maybe it's a little bit like that. Just he goes into the locker room after they beat Northwestern. They drill Northwestern. He goes, just keep blowing these teams out of this tournament.
That's pretty funny.
Just keep crushing everybody.
That's pretty funny.
I think he's good for the game. I know people. We do too much with that statement. Like, he's good for the game. Like,
yeah, because what does that really mean?
What does it actually mean?
He's good for the game because he's different than a lot of coaches. That's why he's good for the game, right?
Yeah.
Because him being this brash and this weird, it makes him pretty unique. Like, you have a guy like Fred Hoiberg who exists on one end of the spectrum, and then you have a guy like Mr. Hurley who exists on the other end of the spectrum.
And UConn is a great heel. A great villain university.
I've always hated UConn.
They should call him U-Villain.
Yeah?
What?
Just
good one.
It's very loud.
I was seeing if that would help if we turned Nick's microphone off, but I can't tell.
Well, we got to the We got to the crescendo of Mr. Brightside.
Yeah, Piccolo says whatever Whack House music remix of Mr. Brightside is playing in the background, I'm not a fan. Yeah, it's ruined the Dan Hurley segment.
He's been increasing the volume.
It has been getting louder and louder.
Yeah, over the course of the morning.
We were twice as close to those speakers yesterday.
We were, and it was quieter, it seemed.
Do you think we're just going to have to close these curtains at some point?
Oh, no, that'd be very sad.
No. We're not going to do that. We're going out there eventually.
Yeah?
I gotta get some heat on this bod.
Oh, we're going to start doing the show out in the sun again?
Yeah.
I saw this show next to us. They're facing inside.
Yeah, that was an interesting move.
I don't understand.
Well, because they want their background to be that. That makes sense.
Yeah, but there's no way you could see. I don't know. Anyway.
Nick wouldn't see anything on his computer.
No, I would
imagine
not.
Imagine that. Actually, you know what? I say we try this. Yeah. Let's try this angle. Because, yeah, then the people would see the big screens behind us.
Okay.
Jeremy writes in, UConn, con equals villain. You villain, good try, though.
Okay.
Con is also in air, though.
That's right.
Con air.
Con air.
Yeah, I mean, we can workshop the nickname all we want. UConn has been, I mean, we've said this from the beginning, UConn has been a fantastic addition to the Big East, not just because they win all the time, it's because everybody hates them.
Oh, and yeah, they suck.
They're a very easy team to hate, and now they have a coach who, like, just does an incredible job of leaning into the idea that everybody, go ahead, keep hating us, we're going to keep crushing everybody by 50 in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
I love it. I think Dan Hurley is not only good for the sport, but I think he should continue doing everything he's doing.
By the way, I don't mean to interrupt your segment. There were two texts that I wanted to read and call back to Odson's segment a little bit earlier.
Yes.
And one was the movie that I was trying to remember, and that's Dodgeball. Someone texted in from the 402, Dodgeball is a great movie.
Oh.
That has large portions in Vegas.
Okay, yes.
Also, Pedro says, sorry, Josh, I will have to take you off the best movie watcher list ever.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so he has been removed from the list.
Am I top five?
Top five.
It's
top
because
five.
You haven't seen The Cooler.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll watch The Cooler for Pedro.
Yeah, you got to watch it.
I mean, he brought cookies to the studio.
Jeffrey says he is the PJ Fleck, just better.
Talk about Hurley?
Yeah.
He does win more.
I mean, he certainly wins more.
He wins national championships, conference championships.
The only Hurley I like is from Weezer.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the clothing or whatever.
Oh, no. I was never of Hurley.
Never of Hurley. That kind of surprises me, Nick. I figure you would have been a Hurley boy.
Bit of an upset.
A lot of kids back home were Hurley boys.
Uh-oh. Are they problematic?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Very.
The South will rise again. Hurley.
So you're in on Dan as well?
Oh, yeah. Dude, right. I handshake meme. I hate the guy, but that's what I like about him, is that I hate him.
Just keep talking.
But I hate UConn. I never root for UConn.
No.
They're teams that win. These UConn teams at least have been different than the ones that won when I was younger. But they always won with a style of basketball that I hated. Kemba Walker, the other time that they won it in 2014. But it was just like one guy was good and he would take a lot of shots. I hated it.
They're amazing because like all they do is talk about how good they are. They're like, we're the best team in the country. We've been wrecking everybody.
Yeah.
Like usually a coach would approach that from the angle of like, yeah, well, we still got a lot to prove. You know, we haven't really played our best yet. And they still do an element of that all the time, too. But it's like, yeah, no, we're the best team in the country. We know it. We have to play really well.
Yeah.
We hold ourselves to this standard. But we're just going to keep blowing teams out of the water. Hassan Diarra said, quote, he said it before, we've been the best program the last 2 years, so he just has a confidence that we welcome. We think we're the best team in the country, and we just have to play like it. I think he's manifesting what he feels and what he believes, and we believe it as well. That's why a lot of people think that they are a runaway train to the
championship. 100%. And yet you had the take yesterday in content. You don't think that they will win the championship.
I'm just trying to play the odds a little bit.
It's very difficult. It's very difficult to do it 2 years in a row.
It hasn't
happened in 17 years.
Which is more difficult? Them winning the national championship for the second time in a row or imagining someone else winning the national championship for this year?
Ooh, good question. See, but that's the thing. I get 15 other teams, and I like a lot of those 15 other teams.
I do, too.
But they only have to play four of them, right? They don't have to play all 15 of them. They only have to play four of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it starts tonight versus San Diego State, a team that they're favored by 12 points against.
And they played in the national championship game last year.
And they're going to smoke them tonight.
Just like they did in the national championship game last year. Jesse writes in on the text line, people forget Creighton beat UConn.
They did.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. I heard from someone earlier in our topic when we were talking about Creighton that win is actually more memorable than the win over Villanova 10 years ago, to which I said, hot take alert.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the court storming, though.
They did storm the court. Storm that court, storm that puppy.
Storm
John
that
Bishop
puppy.
Just sat aside and let it happen.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Like a hypocrite.
Yep. Stop them, John. Tackle them.
Such a sad existence for Josh.
Get off the floor.
You know, I'm so mad, you vandalism.
Well, based on events of this morning, would it shock anyone that John was allowing people to illegally cross a border?
I do really. So we talked earlier about my journey and getting funnier.
Yes.
I enjoyed John's journey of getting more left this
it's
year.
Very nice.
It's been a fun journey.
I do appreciate it from John.
Live John.
Live John. John.
Well, he would have. Liv John would not have liked that store with the T-shirts from yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Or that guy's shirt.
Or that guy's shirt, that's for sure. All right, more on hoops with Jacob Padilla coming up next. We could also touch on some spring ball stuff with him because he covers everything under the sun. Jacob Padilla
and the sun.
Herd at Sports is coming up. But first, I have something to offer you all.
Tell me.
Not you guys, the listeners
of
the show.
Yeah?
It is baseball opening day. Opening weekend, baseball is in the air. The weather looks pretty good.
Yeah.
How about some Storm Chasers tickets for Sunday?
Oh!
Is it the Cubs?
They're playing the Iowa Cubs.
Nice.
They are playing, indeed, the Iowa Cubs. We have tickets for you. If you'd like to attend this game, I believe we have four of them. Is that correct, Josh?
You got it.
Four of them for Sunday at 2:05 against the Iowa Cubs. It's the first family fun day Sunday out at Warner Park. You want to win tickets? You want to go with the family? Whoever you'd like to take, be the fifth caller.
Five-tool player.
402-951-1620 right now. 402-951-1620 on the 42 Degrees of Source hotline. You got four tickets to Omaha and Iowa on Sunday afternoon at Warner Park. So get that in. We'll talk to Jacob Padilla next on 1620 The Zone.